From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an agreement coming soon. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says he expects an agreement in very short order with Russia on air safety above Syria to avoid a potential mid-air accident between U.S. and Russian jets. The Pentagon says Russia and U.S. pilots carried out separate missions in Syria, came within 16 kilometers of each other at one point last week. Israel has suffered its deadliest day since the latest wave of Palestinian attacks began. At least three Israelis were killed Tuesday and more than a dozen wounded in three Palestinian attacks. The Israeli cabinet has authorized police to seal off troubled areas in Jerusalem. A statement issued by the office of Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday said the permanent residency rights of terrorists will be revoked and the property of those who carry out attacks will be confiscated. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he will travel to Israel and the Palestinian territories due to the escalation of violence there. The investigation into the crash of Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 over eastern Ukraine last year finds the plane was shot down by a surface-to-air missile fired from a Russian-made missile launcher. Here is Dutch Safety Board Chairman Jibby Joustra.
The calculations demonstrate that the missile was launched from a 320 square kilometer area in the eastern part of Ukraine.
Joustra said the plane was hit on the left side by shrapnel from the detonation of a missile fired from the ground. European Union observers say that despite logistical problems, Guinea's presidential election on Sunday appears to have been free and fair. This is VOA News.